between individual interests and those of whatever institutions we are a part of. Okay, I have that on the internet. There are times in our history where we learn to lean very heavily towards the institutional goods, saw what they can accomplish and pass on rooted in history and tradition, that also would pass on values and morals from generation to generation. And there are other times like today when we lean heavily towards the individual goods, the people expressing themselves and their uniqueness and what have you. But like anything, the pendulum swings back and forth, back and forth. A few years ago, I heard a story from a good friend of mine who talked about when he was a little boy and he was growing up at the height of the Vietnam War. And he saw the reports coming in on the television, and he asked his mother, if we're getting this war, how come so many people are dying? And his mother put down her ironing, looked at him and said, we do not criticize the government, they take care of us. I imagine if that conversation was today, it would have been slightly different. But it's interesting when we look at the gospel message we heard today, where Jesus is described as the good shepherd, we actually have both elements. At the very end of our lesson today, we have Jesus saying that he came that you might have life and have it abundantly, highlighting the personal interests, the individual having life and having a death. It sounds so great. You get to experience eternal life and the kind of life that's immensely fulfilling. But Jesus also said this within a context. He is the good shepherd. The good shepherd has certain institutions that support his work. Just in the image of the parable itself, the good shepherd has a sheepfold. They're surrounded by a fence. And there's a gate where legitimate shepherds come in and out of. Instead of the thieves and the bandits, they like to climb over by some other means. But when this fence is in place, where the boundaries are in place, the sheep can roam about freely. You don't have to worry about getting lost. They can plainly see where the boundaries are and take advantage of everything that is inside, be it grass, water, the kind of things that they need to live. Jesus also said that he enters by the gate, meaning that there is an established way of doing things. When he enters through the gate, sheep recognize him, hear his voice, and follow him. Now, I'm sure anybody who's kept animals, either you know, agriculturally or even as pets, they know the importance of these animals listening to them and doing what they need them to do. Just this last Friday, my son and I were in the garage working on a birdhouse. It started to rain. We didn't realize that our dog was outside getting drenched. They had to call him. Not a chance to go back inside and drive him off. But he had to listen to me because I had a test for him. As Christians, we really need both aspects of our religious experience to fully grasp what it has to offer. We need the communal aspects. You don't even notice in Acts or talk about the newly baptized. They continue in the apostles' teaching, fellowship, breaking of bread, and the prayers. And those are traditions that have been unbroken for 2,000 plus years. And we still do all of those things because they're important. They are some of the things that embody the faith and pass it on from generation to generation. And we also need personal aspects. Like Jesus was saying, I came that you might have life and have it abundantly, to experience abundant life on a very deep level. And over time, I've met people who have either veered in one direction or another, as well as plenty of people who have had a healthy balance of both. Occasionally, I'll meet someone who's very fond of Jesus and believes in God, yet has no interest in church, what they describe as organized religion. Now, having been around religion for the most part of my adult life, sometimes I feel like all But what can I say? We are made up of human beings and imperfect human beings, is that? And that is one of the things that makes the church so wonderful. We don't need perfect people to make the church continue to be what it is. Because we're a body that welcomes in imperfect people to introduce them to the Good Shepherd. But I find that the people who are the spiritual ones, who don't care for religion, are also missing out on some really great stuff. They may have an innate sense of goodness, and that's wonderful. They don't have the kind of revelations that will raise that sense to divine levels. For example, how would you know that Jesus is the Good Shepherd? That he came for you to have life abundantly? If you've never heard that message, where are you going to hear it? It's proclaimed in the church. Maybe you've heard it once or twice, but how would it compete with all the noise in this world unless you came back for regular reinforcements? My wish for such people be for them to see what it is like within the sheepfold, see what it is like in the church, to watch Jesus enter in through the gate, and see what life is like inside this fence, inside the church. That doesn't mean that you're always stuck in here, and you go out, of course you do. But you do so following the Good Shepherd. Now, on the other hand, I've met those who are so completely ensconced within the church as an institution, but fail to see the one that founded and established it, the one whom the church points to. Such persons may be very active, but they are missing a sense of groundedness. They may embrace teachings that are outside of the Christian tradition, ones that fail to see Jesus both fully human and fully God, and thus present a lesser, not quite as good, version of Jesus. Or they may be such that when the institution itself changes for one reason or another, they are unable to see the reasons behind the change. All the way, not saying, well, this isn't what I'm used to, so I'm going to go. Those people are lacking the ability to follow the Good Shepherd when he leads the sheep outside of the gate. Don't worry, he's bringing them back. I wish I could introduce such people to the Good Shepherd who put a hand on their shoulder and say, it's okay. Going to take care of us. A healthy spiritual life embraces both aspects. A mature Christian will experience Jesus on a personal level, accepting his gift of abundant life. And at the same time, a mature Christian will appreciate life inside of the boundaries and live within the institution of the church. That institution bears witness to the faith that embraces all who enter, passes on its very essence from generation to generation, going back thousands of years. This is the institution that the Good Shepherd enters into through the gate. Those inside hear and call them by name, one by one, and he leads them exactly where they need to go. But it's never an either or, it's a both and. You have personal experience, you have the experience of the church, the body. You don't need to choose one or the other, because both are important. It is my sincere hope and prayer in the years ahead that we as a society are able to recapture the importance of our institutions and reintroduce people to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Because by maintaining this great sheepfold, we have a place where people can truly meet God as he is revealed.